And now, with the emphasis on entertainment, here's Pete Myers with the fifth program in a nine-part musical essay on the 50s. The name of the show?
This is great. Balls of Fire!
1954.
On April the 12th, 1954, William John Clifton Haley Jr., he was 29 years old, entered a studio and recorded a couple of tracks for a new single. The Decca Record Company was convinced that one of these numbers was going to be a hit for Bill Haley and his Comets. They all have their hopes on this one.
Last night I was dreaming, dreamed about the H-bomb. Well, the bomber went off and I was caught. I was the only man on the ground. There was 13 women and only one man in town. 13 women and only one man in town. And as funny as it may be, the one and only man in town is me. With 13 women and me, the only man around.
Now, on the other side of the single, with great reluctance, the company let Haley record a number that blended country with rhythm and blues.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. But it's glad right, so join me home. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight.
Well, if there ever was a recording that created a clear-cut division between pre-rock and the beginning of the rock era, that was it. Rock Around the Clock. But when it was released in 54, it was only a minor success. Somewhat disappointed, Haley returned to the studio and cut another track. With this, he hit the jackpot and got into the top 10. In fact, the song made him a star. And with youth on the move at last, they were latching onto something that was different, exciting, and rebellious. Something called rock and roll.
Get out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Get out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Well, roll my breakfast, 'cause I'm a hungry man. I said, shake, rattle and roll. I said, shake. I said, shake, rattle and roll. I said, shake, rattle and roll. Well, you never do nothing to save your doggone soul.
In 1954, that actually sold a million, and it's one of the mysteries of pop why Shake, Rattle and Roll didn't launch the rock era. We had to wait till 55 when Rock Around the Clock reappeared and literally started a riot on both sides of the Atlantic. We'll get to that chapter next week. The truth of the matter is that when this new music did emerge in 54, it did so with little fanfare. It's only from our perspective, decades later, that we begin to grasp the significance of some of these songs. Take one of the biggest hits of the year, for instance, Shaboom. There are a group of rock historians who consider it as the first rock record, because its lyrics for the first time spoke directly to teenagers in a language only they could decipher.
Shaboom, shaboom, yadda-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Ah, that was only the main theme. The prologue was even better.
Hey, da de ding dong, a lang a lang a lang, boom ba lo, ba do ba do ba day.
Oh, life could be a dream if I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Hello, hello again, shaboom, and hoping we'll meet again.
Oh, life could be a dream if only all my precious plans would come true. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you. Life could be a dream, sweetheart. Now every time I look at you, something is on my mind. If you do what I want you to,
baby, we'd be so far.
Oh, life could be a dream if I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Shaboom, shaboom, yada la 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 la, shaboom, shaboom,
Yada la 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 shaboom shaboom. Yada la 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 shaboom. Shaboom shaboom. Yada la 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 shaboom shaboom. Yada la 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 shaboom shaboom. Yada la 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 shaboom. Every time I look at you, something is on my mind. If you do what I want you to, baby, we'd be so far. Life could be a dream if I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love.
Life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Hello, hello again, shaboom, and hoping we'll meet again, boom, shaboom.
Hey, da ni ding dong, a lang, a lang, a lang,
shaboom,
ba do, ba do, ba do, ba ba. Life could be a dream,
life could be a dream, sweetheart. Life could be a dream if only all my precious plans would come true. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you.
Life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Do you shaboom shaboom? Do you shaboom shaboom? Do you shaboom shaboom? Sweetheart!
Originally recorded by an R&B group, The Chords, that was the cover and watered-down version by The Crew Cuts, four guys born in Canada who struck gold by making diluted copies of R&B originals. In 54, it was clear that vocal groups were in vogue. Some of them were just getting off the ground.
The Coasters, the Crests, the Crows, the Platters.
And some were already established, like the Ink Spots, the Ames Brothers, and the very talented Mills Brothers.
Shine, little glowworm, glimmer, glimmer. Shine, little glowworm, glimmer. Glimmer, lead us less to fall. We wonder, love, sweet voices calling yonder. Shine, little glowworm, glimmer, glimmer. Hey there, don't get dimmer, dimmer. Light the path below above and lead us on to love.
It was one of their biggest hits, Glowworm. But of all the pre-rock vocal groups of the 50s, the most distinctive were Al, Dave, Sod, and Lou, the Four Aces.
Somebody else is taking my place. Somebody else now shares your embrace. While I am trying to keep from crying,
now, the Aces may have sold millions in the States, but their popularity didn't cross the Atlantic. The Brits by now had established a firm foothold in Europe, and British vocal groups were doing their own thing, groups like the Stargazers and the Johnson Brothers, who were not related and kept themselves busy doing cover versions of hits coming out of America.
Hey there, you with the stars in your eyes. Love never made a fool of you. You used to be too wise. Hey there, you on that high flying cloud, though she won't throw a crumb to you, someday she'll come to you.
Just one of the big ballads of 54, Hey There. It was also the year when British teenagers, then known as the Silent Generation, began to make their presence felt, if not vocally, certainly visually. The first of these teenage tribes were known as the Teds, or Teddy Boys. They were the predecessors of all the other tribes that followed.
Mods, rockers, Hells Angels, and punks.
The Teds dressed like 10 of the century Edwardians, covered their hair in bill cream, and wore heavy crepe-sole shoes, which restricted their movement on a dance floor. But for a while, they even had their own dance, which crept into fashion. It was called the Creep, introduced by one of the best big bands Britain ever produced, the Ted Heath Orchestra. Hot Toddy is the title, but this music had minority appeal. It's not what the record-buying public wanted. What they wanted was schmaltz, sentiment laced with spoonfuls of treacle. And from Switzerland came a melody that went to number one on every chart that existed. In Europe, the preference was for the man with the golden trumpet, Eddie Calvert. Mein Papa. And if that wasn't syrupy enough, along came Vera Lynn, hot on Daddy's tail, to prove that Oedipus was alive and well. In terms of universal popularity, Doris Day has the distinction of making two of the best-known songs of the pre-rock era. That was one of them, Secret Love, which, if I remember rightly, she sang to a horse in the film Calamity Jane. The second blockbuster appeared in 56, and is still one of the most requested songs on radio in the 90s. In 54, Hollywood was still a prime source of pop material. Songs specially written for movie musicals inevitably found their way into the hit parade. And as there was big bucks to be made from the slink-up, movie producers hit on the idea of getting songwriters to come up with songs that incorporated the title of the movie. At 20th Century Fox, Sammy Kahn and Jules Stein launched this concept when they came up with the title song for A Love Story Set in Rome. Frank Sinatra sang it and found himself with $1 million in his pocket and three in the fountain.
Three coins in the fountain, each one seeking happiness, thrown by three hopeful lovers, which one will the fountain bless? Three hearts in the fountain, each heart longing for its home. There they lie in the fountain, somewhere in the heart of Rome. Which one will the fountain bless? Which one fountain bless? Three coins in the fountain, through the ripples how they shine. Just one wish will be granted, one heart will wear a valentine. Make it mine, make it mine.
Well, needless to say, after that, all roads led to Rome, and the Italian tourist industry almost made Sinatra their patron saint. 54 was a vintage year for Hollywood musicals.
The Glenn Miller Story.
Seven Brides for Seven Brothers.
Carmen Jones.
Brigadoon.
No Business Like Show Business.
And no one quite like Judy Garland, who made a sensational comeback in 54 with what is regarded as her finest achievement on film. A difficult performer at the best of times, Garland was at her vocal peak when she made A Star Is Born. And in it, she first sang the number that became a part of her act for the rest of her life. Even when viewed on our videos today, the moment she sings this torch song still remains one of the most mesmerizing in cinema.
The night is bitter, the stars have lost their glitter, the winds grow colder, suddenly you're older, and all because of the man that got away. Done you, that great beginning has seen a final inning. Don't know what happened, it's all a crazy game. Written. proper. It's lonelier and tougher with hope. You burn up, tomorrow he will turn up. There's just no let up, the live long night and day. Looking for the man that got away. The man that got away.
The Man That Got Away, by the woman who sold millions of records, became a showbiz icon, but never topped a hit parade, Judy Garland. In the year of her comeback, Marlon Brando won universal acclaim for his performance in On the Waterfront, a stark, intense film directed by Elia Kazan that made realism a box office certainty.
You don't understand. I could have had class. I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody. Instead of a bum, which is what I am, let's face it.
Ah, the good old days when one understood what Marlon said. Director Kazan had a genius for recognizing gifted actors and actresses. Having established the Brando myth, he moved on to his next movie and cast an unknown in the lead. On March the 8th, 1954, he put that actor on a plane from New York to California to begin work on East of Eden. The passenger's name, James Dean. Meanwhile, in the world of shellac and vinyl, Jerry Lewis's other half had arrived.
When marimba rhythms start to play, dance with me, make me sway. Like a lazy ocean hugs the shore, hold me close, sway me more. Like a flower bending in the breeze, bend with me, sway with ease. When we dance, you have a way with me, stay with me, sway with me. Other dancers may be on the floor, dear, but my eyes will see only you. Only you have the magic technique. When we sway, I go weak. I can hear the sound of violin long before it begins. Make me thrill as only you know how. Sway me smooth, sway me now.
Dean Martin's sway was an indication that songsmiths were looking beyond their borders for inspiration and found it in Cuba, Havana then being the most exciting flesh pot in the Western Hemisphere. Latin Hispanic music and rhythm began to catch on in the 50s, and if rumbas were a trifle too conservative for those eager hips, then Rosemary Clooney had the answer when she introduced the new Latin craze.
Hey, mambo, mambo Italiano, hey, mambo, mambo Italiano, go, go, go. You mixed up Siciliano, all you Calabrese do the mambo like a crazy with a hey, mambo, don't want a tarantella. Hey, mambo, no more the mozzarella. Hey, mambo, mambo Italiano, try an enchilada with the fish baccalà. And then, hey, gumba, I love how you dance a rumba. But take some of advice, Paisano, learn how to mambo. If you're gonna be a square, you ain't gonna wear a hey, mambo, mambo Italiano. Hey, mambo, mambo Italiano. Go, go, Joe, shake like a Giovanni. Hey, look, as a ditch, you get a happy in the feet. So when you mambo Italiano.
the mambo that would be followed by the calypso and finally the cha-cha-cha before the decade expired. We had now nearly reached the midway point, and in the year that the French suffered her humiliating defeat at Dien Bien Phu in distant Vietnam, when the Korean War dragged on and Norma Jean married Joe DiMaggio, and the Pope warned Catholics that TV was a potential threat to family life, an event occurred that was to transform popular music once and for all. In Memphis, Tennessee, a good-looking guy strolled into the Sun recording studio. The date, July 19th, 1954. He recorded a song that became his first commercially released record. Well, little did he, or anyone come to that, realize at the time that the king of rock and roll, without fanfare, had ascended his throne, and that almost single-handedly he would transform the face and sound of popular music. He was 19 years old, a mama's boy, named Presley.
Well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right for you. That's all right, Mama. Just any way you do, that's all right. That's all right. That's all right, Mama. Any way you do. Well, Mama, she done told me. Papa done told me too. Son, that gal you foolin' wish he ain't no good to you. But that's all right. That's all right. That's all right, Mama, anyway do.
And that was the fifth program in a 9-part series, written and produced by Pete Myers. Great Balls of Fire is a Radio Netherlands presentation.